Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for the morning, many songs he composed for us. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's first song, Udila Aruna Purava Bhage, Vijamani Gora Amani Jagi, you know that song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very attached with Mahaprabhu's Nadiya Lila. He liked that. He liked all the Leelas of Mahaprabhu. But his favorite bhajan was Mahaprabhu's Nadiya Lila. Navitri Bhav Tarangam, there he expressed Yami Chai Gaura Chandri Laike Mayapure Tathai Kaisharavesh Siyangetis Pure Jathai Chacharakesh Trikatcha Basane Ishottane Lila Karen Bhakta Ganasane. Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this mundane world for the rescuing of jiva souls. But that is Jugavatar, Mahaprabhu's Lila. Actually, Mahaprabhu, non-different form of Radha Krishna. He took the bhav and kanti of Radharani and appeared in form of Mahaprabhu. And he tested the supreme servitor, Srimati Radharani's service mood. But when he had done Nadiya Lila, there another form of Mahaprabhu we can see. That is Gupta Vrindavan Lila of Krishna. There also it is expressed. And Gupta Vrindavan Lila of Mahaprabhu manifested as Nadiya Lila. That Lila, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very happily
worship and adore.
He loved that. Not only loved his bhajan like that.
Serve that, worship that.
He started one question, not actually it is question, but some searching. Gaur Gadadhar, it is very hidden and deep conception, a conception, deepest lila conception of Mahaprabhu. And few of the devotees, they are very much interested, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Baninath. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Godramadham, they are manifested deity, his deity, Gaur Gadadhar. And there he composed one song, Dekhi 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 Te Sira Dhamadhav Rukheti Kori Vyahala. Je Gaur Gadadhar, Audar Jo Lila, they are manifested, Radha Krishna manifested there in Audar Jo Lila as Gaur Gadadhar. But in Vrindavan Lila, they are formed as Radha Madhav. That is, Mahaprabhu took Gadadhar Pandit, Krishna took Radharani's bhav and kanti. Audarya Lila, they are manifested, Radha Krishna manifested there in Audarya Lila as Gaur Gadadhar. But in Vrindavan Lila, they are formed as Radha Madhav. That is, Mahaprabhu, Krishna took Radharani's bhav and kanti. Then Radharani, like empty bhav house, shown her form as Gadadhar Pandit. Also kanti, avatar, Das Gadadhar. But Das Gadadhar, he is always living with Nityananda Prabhu. and Radharani's main heart living, that is political heart, he is following Mahaprabhu. Maharaj Sripad Bhakti Karun Giri Maharaj, he started to one sloka. Guru Maharaj composed one sloka, and that is very nice sloka. There we can see the real activity of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. Even he had no much activity, only he is giving some nourishment to Mahaprabhu as well as Krishna. And when Krishna appeared in form of Mahaprabhu, Niram Bhodhikate Sadasa Virahatke Pandikamanhav, this sloka, when Krishna took the bhav kanti of Radharani, appeared in the form of Mahaprabhu for testing the ecstasy of mood of service of Radharani. That time Mahaprabhu heavily, like intoxicated, was mood of separation with Krishna and searching where is Krishna and trying to test the Mahabhava of Radharani. That time Mahaprabhu, like a mad man, with her mood of separation and always searching Krishna, where is Krishna? And there Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, he is giving as much as possible nourishment to reading Srimad Bhagavatam in front of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, when always mood of separation and showing his extreme separation from Krishna, that type of bhav, there in Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami given nourishment through reading the Bhagavatam in front of Mahaprabhu. Like somebody giving some intoxication, who is very wild like that, when is very deeply separated from some dear friend and cannot tolerate that time taking wine, etc. like that. Mahaprabhu also cannot tolerate deep separation from the Krishna, and like wine he is testing Srimad Bhagavatam through Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. That is his nourishment to Mahaprabhu. I cannot express in English. As Srimad Bhagavatam Sadhana Sanayana Niram Bhodhikate Sadasa Virahat Kepa Nidambanavam Srimad Bhagavati Katha Padiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatija. Giving like wine the Srimad Bhagavatam ecstasy to Mahaprabhu, himself always crying with the mood, see the mood of Mahaprabhu and worshipping Mahaprabhu with explanation, giving explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Goswami Pramaru Gadadhar Gaikana Prabhupada can say it. Anyhow, that Goswami Gadadhar, he is always very shanto,
peaceful,
and not talking much, and staying like shadow of Mahaprabhu with other devotee. He is not going too much association. He is not going too much close to Mahaprabhu. But like shadow always staying with associates of Mahaprabhu. Where Mahaprabhu going, Gadadhar Pandit going there with some devotee and staying some distance and silently staying there. But full-hearted affection with Mahaprabhu he had. That is, every devotee said, Gaur, Mahaprabhu's Gadadhar, fully devoted to Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar, fully devoted to Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu come from Gaya Dham, taking initiation from Ishwarpuri and change his mood, full of bhav, mahabhav, showing in the front of the devotees, searching Sri Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, this way, crying, and taking the association of the devotee of Krishna, like Srivas Pandit, Mukunda, Sanjay, etc. That time, someone crying inside of the room, and Mahaprabhu asking, who is crying inside of the room? And devotee said, your Gadadhar, he is crying. And Mahaprabhu prays to Gadadhar, your Gadadhar, from childhood you are a great devotee of Krishna, and I have not got that Krishna fame and anything, devotion to Krishna, but you are from childhood the devotee of Krishna, you are so fortunate. He said, Mahaprabhu prays to Gadadhar. And Gadadhar always following Mahaprabhu, but always staying far, and sometimes he is doing nimantrana, invitation giving in the Puri. He is living in Tota Garden. One garden, and there he had deity Gopinath and worshipping Gopinath every day, and Mahaprabhu going with the devotee and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. That was his nourishment to Mahaprabhu. And here in Navadvip Dham, always like shadow, Gadadhar living, but always little far. But everybody knows Gadadhar is incarnation of Radharani. That was everybody's feelings. But now Gadadhar, like empty bottle, empty pot, not giving any sound about Krishna, but always Gadadhar's heart full of Krishna, and for internally Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar always feeling separation from Mahaprabhu as well as Krishna, but very close, intimate devotee, they can understand the bhav of Gadadhar. Everybody cannot understand his position. But Mahaprabhu given much affection as his brother to Gadadhar. And when all the devotees very confused, Gadadhar, they are in very steady mood, and without sound he is trying to serve and trying to give nourishment to Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he is giving Sochi Mata some advice. This is Mahaprabhu want, and this is the Mahaprabhu's heart desire, this way, expression, and soundless he is always staying in Navadvip Leela with all the associates of Mahaprabhu. But very close devotee, intimate devotee, they know Gadadhar Pandit, incarnation of Srimati Radharani. And like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, few of the devotees, they are very much attached with that Navadvip Leela. Where is Gadadhar Panchatattva, they are playing with Mahaprabhu. Other fourth, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Pandit, etc. And Mahaprabhu himself. And their Leela every day going in Srivas Pandit's house, whole night they are doing Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu showing his super bhav, Mahabhav, to the devotee, and devotee all giving nourishment to Mahaprabhu. That way they are always chanting in front of Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu also. Sometimes Mahaprabhu very happily giving some nourishment to the devotee, and morning, early in the morning, with all the devotees, Mahaprabhu going for bathing to Ganges, and at that time with his devotee he is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the mood of dancing and chanting and wandering about Ganges. That is Nadiya Leela. And in the noontime with his devotees, he is coming to Ishodhan, and they are also Sankirtan and dancing, etc. Leela he is showing in the garden of flower and fruits garden. And like feast, he is doing that Leela every day, noontime they are eating with the devotee. This way showing many Leela, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur likes that Navadvip Leela so much. Bhaktivinoda Thakur cannot tolerate like Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit cannot tolerate Mahaprabhu's Sannyas Leela. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also not like that Leela so much. He liked Mahaprabhu Navadvip Leela, Mahaprabhu's Navadvip Leela. And when Mahaprabhu come from Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, after three years, come from Jagannath Puri to Navadvip, that time he stayed in Vachaspati Mishra's house. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his brother, Vachaspati. Vidya Vachaspati. Elder brother, his house. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's expression to see that Mahaprabhu, I am feeling very pain to this Mahaprabhu who have no hair, who have no dress like Mahaprabhu. Mm-hmm. Who is dressed in sannyasi. I do not like his sannyas bhesh. And this sloka, what I told, it is expression of that. Yamichai Gaurachandri Loite Mayapure. Mahaprabhu not went to the Mayapur. He was in Puliya, Kolodip, where our mat, Sri Chaitanya Sharpan mat. He not gone other side of Ganges, where is Mayapur now present. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to take Mahaprabhu to Mayapur. Jathaya Kaisarave Siyam Yatispute, but he do not want this Mahaprabhu. His bhajan going with that Mahaprabhu who is always living in like Krishna, Krishna always living in Vrindavan. Vrindavan paritajya sarva chitnaiva gacchati. He is not going out of Vrindavan any moment. That type of Mahaprabhu's hidden lila in Navadvip Dham, they are also. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried to worship that lila. Shown, all lila he is worshipping. But his heart desire is that shown, Amichai Gauru Chandra Loite Mayapure, Jathai Koishanabe Sriyangetispure, Jathai Chancharake Strikachavachane, Ishottane Lila Karen Bhaktavanasane. He is doing lila in the garden of Ishottan, and that lila very preferable and giving happiness to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Saraswati Thakur, very obeisance to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur exclusively following the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that is, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he not manifest deity form Mahaprabhu as sannyasi. All his mort, 64 mort, Saraswati Thakur, 64 preaching center mort, he have done in India that time. But all the mort, they are Mahaprabhu's vigraha, like this, the Navadvip Lila mort, vigraha, that vigraha he manifested. That is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur like that, and all the deities name given attached with the name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everywhere, only Sri Chaitanya Math, there first he done Pratishtha Sri Vigraha, that is Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari. And other all mat, Calcutta mat, Sri Gaura Vinoda Pran, Gaura Vinoda Ananda, always with Vinoda word given name of the Vigraha. Mostly, maybe 64, there are maybe 50 mats, Vigraha's name with Vinoda. That is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very exclusive devotee of Mahaprabhu, and he is very special kind of devotee who is worshipping the Gaura Gadadhara. Everybody praising Gaura Gadadhara Vigraha, but worship of Gaura Gadadhara Vigraha everywhere you cannot see. Always you will see Nitai Gaura or Gauranga Mahaprabhu alone. But Gaura Gadadhara only 2-3 places we can see 2 or 3 places. But one is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one is Chapahati, and maybe somewhere another one. The bhajan of Gaura Gadadhara, it is very exclusive, and who is too much attached with Gauranga Lila, they are worshipping Gaura Gadadhara Vigraha. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappeared in the day of Gadadhara Puri. The day of Gadadhara Dindari Payacha Gaura Hari. Amavasya. That wounded. And lastly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur shown his disappearance lila also, taking the day of Gadadhara Puri.
Right. On the same day?
Same day, mane same tithi, not same day, lunar day. Gadadhara Dindari Payacha Gaura Hari. Our all mats vigraha not only Guru Maharaj, all the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, in one singhasan, they manifested Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Everywhere you will see. But somehow you can see Nitai go, but another altar. But in one singhasan, there you will see Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And Guru Maharaj, he composed for the vigraha of Saraswati Thakur all Mott's vigraha. There are actually no song of Aruti. You know one Aruti song, Jaya Jaya Gora Chandir Aruti Kosobha. It is only for Mahaprabhu's Aruti. Nitai Gaur Aruti, you can say. But there is Dakshine Nitai Chand, Bame Gadadhar. Left side Gadadhar Pandit, right side Nityananda Prabhu. And middle, Mahaprabhu. That type of vigraha, ditis, aruti, composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And other composition about Radha Krishna aruti. Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Jugala Milan. Aruti Kare Lalita Adi Sakhi Ghan. That is Radha Krishna aruti. But in one singhasan, Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, there are no aruti song. And seeing that Guru Maharaj composed one very nice aruti, and that is very super, supreme aruti song. That is Jayare 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 Gaura Saraswati, Bhagavati Binandadnaya Karuna Murati Prakashile Gaura Seva Bhuvana Mangal Madhurjo Ujjal Audarjo Madhurjo Bhav. Ujjal, this way Guru Maharaj composed one aruti song of this vigraha. And we are singing that every Friday in Chaitanya Charitamrita Mutt, we are singing that song. And when it is come, then I tried, when Guru Maharaj disappeared, following that line, I composed this song for Guru Maharaj. Aruti song. That is, I think it is necessary separate aruti song, that is, Guru Maharaj have own temple. They are also necessary some song, aruti song. And Guru Maharaj composed this song, it is super than other all songs. All aruti songs, Uttam Thakur have one. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sahib one. Other devotees, they compose many aruti songs. But what composed by Guru Maharaj, that is very systematic and very nice way composed. Okay. Exposing, very perfect, and exposing the Leela of Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Yeah. This way. Glorifying the Naam, glorifying the Roop, glorifying the Gun, and glorifying the Leela. That is the vital point of Aruti song. Everywhere you will see that. And following that, I compose this. Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. Must be there. Expect.
Which song is that, Mark? This one?
This one.
Guru Aruti Stuti?
The Guru Aruti Stuti. Guru Maharaj's composition always perfect way. It is expression. You cannot see any fault there.
that speciality of Guru Maharaj. When he composed in writing form, form of written, there all the perfectness must you will see. And that is the line of Guru Maharaj actually. If you have some elo-melo bhav, you will see. Elo-melo means some not abnormal, not systematically adjusted.
Yeah.
That is elo-melo.
Not full-fledged beauty. Romantic full-fledged beauty.
But Guru Maharaj's composition always falling like that.
Perfect. Meter and beautiful.
Which I know, that is, I ask Guru Maharaj the meaning, why you compose this way, why you compose that way. Such for gathering knowledge. And Guru Maharaj told there, yeah, when you will compose something, four things you must see, that Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. Four must be there. Then it will be full. Otherwise, if you give sight some thing, that not will be full. Anyhow, the Sri Guru Maharaj, Sarsat Arati, it is very nice.
But Elman is not perfectly adjusted.
Not perfectly adjusted. That's what I mean. Every you will see that you are not perfectly adjusted.
Susangati, Samanjasya,
Esaprabha. Susangati and Samanjasya must be there.
That's what you're saying. Whatever Guru Maharaj would write and also speak, actually. Perfectly adjusted harmony, perfect adjustment.
When Guru was giving lecture, last time, sometimes he's forgetting the line.
Overtired or something.
Tired. But when he was he was susto something.
Good, fairly reasonably good health.
Good health.
Reasonable health.
And never going out of track.
Never.
His lecture, always following first to last.
Perfect adjustment.
Perfectly adjusted.
And harmony.
And harmony, yeah. You must see that. That is speciality. If he try to express any sloka, lastly he will come back that sloka.
Right.
That is his.
Without fail.
But without fail. Yes. And other anywhere we cannot see that. They are running behind the thought. Thought coming in front, running behind that thought. Thought changing track, behind going that thought. Changing other track, going behind that thought.
In a random way.
Random way, but Guru Maharaj is always systematically following what giving and I mean that was the vaishishtya, speciality of Guru Maharaj. And first when he composed that Aruti song and given me Govind Maharaj to see it, then we tried to publish. First, I cannot understand why this way Guru Maharaj composed it. Then Guru Maharaj told that actually all deity of all mind, they are Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, but they are no Arati. So, then he explained the Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed separate. One Mahaprabhu, one Radha Krishna. Narottam Thakur, Radha Krishna. And other Vaishnavas, they are composed Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna. But you cannot see anywhere
in one Sinasham, Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu, that type of arati sound. That is, I composed it together. Then it gave much expression.
That is nice.
So that Gurumaharaj, you composed on the Sinasham. And that Guru Maharaj, for his arati, you have composed on one Sinasham.
Yes, sir.
The temple of union and separation.
This Guru Maharaj is lying. If you once can take the track of Guru Maharaj,
thread,
sutra. Sutra, then you can do anything to compose. Through that sutra. You not will go out of track. And if you not will get that sutra, then difficulty will come to you. They can come. And this song also, with that thought, and that Naam Roop Gun Leela. This is the speciality of Guru Maharaj. Naam Roop Gun and Leela. Must be there.
Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna
Prema. That sloka of Rupa Goswami's line. Namo Mahavadanaya. This is Gun, eh?
Mahavadanaya. Most magnanimous. That's his quality.
Quality. Krishna Prema Pulayati.
Lila.
Lila.
Pastime. Given to Krishna Prema.
Krishnaya.
Nam. Nam Krishnaya. Roop, Naki.
Naam Roop Gun Leela. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Naam Me.
Name.
Gaurattisha Nama.
Roop.
Roop. Gaurattisha is Roop. Krishna Chaitanya is name. Mahavadanya is gift. Naam Roop Gun.
Mahavadanya.
Mahavadanya, it is Hachiketar Gun.
Quality.
And Leela to give Krishna Prema Pulai.
Leela giving Krishna Prema, and his name Krishna Chaitanya.
Rupa Goswami also lied this way.
Very succinct, in a very succinct way. Naam
Roop Gun Leela. And if he wants to give more, then Parikara Vaishishtha will come there. But associates. Presentation of his associates. Qualities, presentation of his associates. More, if he wants to make it bigger, then it will go very big way. And this way, if he wants to give the Naam Roop Gun Leela. And Leela, there is Parikara Vaishishtha must come automatically. You can expand that.
Maharaj, may I say something?
Yes, Prabhu.
After the departure of Guru Maharaj, this explanation of what you have given, I did not think it was possible. It is so satisfying and extraordinary.
It is true, extraordinary, no doubt, but which will come out, I do not know. That is my feelings. When Guru Maharaj disappeared within 7 days, maybe, I tried to compose Sanskrit verses about Guru Maharaj, that slokas, that is prashasti, Siguru prashasti, maybe, that 10 or And when I tried to compose, that time I was very separation mood, feeling of separation with Guru Maharaj and heavy pressure for his service, for adjust everything. But that time I think it's also very necessary to make immediately Guru Maharaj is stopped. And when, before I compose many Sanskrit verses, That time always Guru Maharaj is helping me. Helping, that is, I, where I have some suspicion, doubt, fearless, I was fearless, that is, I know Guru Maharaj can connect it. And fearlessly I am that time composing. And after reading where I have some suspiciousness, I am going to Guru Maharaj. Maharaj, what will be this? Guru Maharaj is telling, this is that, this is that. That way. Then fearlessly I am composing. Everybody thinking my composition, not everybody, but a few, envious man, they are thinking it is composed by Guru Maharaj. Yeah, sometimes. They cannot guess it is my composition. Even Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, once he challenged me, this is your composition? And it is my abuse of my Guru Maharaj, then I took that challenge. Yes, this is my composition. You can compose like this. Yes, I can compose like this. I told Babaji Maharaj. then Babaji Maharaj told, can you compose in front of me? Yes, that happened. And Guru Maharaj seated there. I told, that is, it is abuse going to my Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj supporting me this way, your idea. That is, I must compose in front of you. Then Guru Maharaj told to Babaji Maharaj, you give some idea for what for you to compose. Then Babaji Maharaj said, about Srila Prabhupada, you do compose some poetry,
right.
Sanskrit poetry. Then I told, you give idea about Prabhupada after disappearance of Prabhupada or in the time of Prabhupada. Saraswati Thakur. He said, after disappearance of Prabhupada. Then they are composed very heavy, big
prayer.
No, prayer not very big.
But meter.
Meter is very heavy and so long and big meter. I took that. That meter used by Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev. He used mostly that very long and big meter.
What meter was that? Which meter?
ललित लवंगलता अपरिशील कोमल मलय समीर मधुकर निकल गरंबित कोकिल कुंजित कुंड कुटीर मद सिंचति किंचित पिदंत रुचि कौमुदी हरदिदर तिमिर मति घोरम स्फुर दधर शीधवे तव वदन चंद्रमा लोचयति लोचन चकोरम दिस सॉन्ग दैट मीटर বদসি যদি কিঞ্চিদপি দন্তরুচি কৌমুদি হরদি দর তিমিরমতি ঘোরম স্ফুরদুধর শীভাবে তব বদন চন্দ্রমা রোচয়তি লোচন চকুরম প্রিয়ে চারুশিলে মুঞ্চময়ী মানম নিধান সফদি মদন আনল দহতি মন্ম মানসং দেহি মুখ কমল মধু পান আই থিঙ্ক স্যার শো কৃষ্ণদার বাবাজি ইট ইজ মাই.
Was that the song you composed?
Yeah.
Arepa, I mean, Arepa.
Ki Badashi Jati.
Prabhupada is so.
Oh, Prabhupada, I not told now. It is Jayadevas. This meter is Jayadevas.
Yeah, but your slok promoted here.
Oh, that sloka? নবনন্দিত গন্ধিত কুসুমদল মন্ডিত পাদযুগ মভয়বর দান কনক ঘন নিন্দিত বপুরমর বন্দিত নট নগরটি গৌরব নিধান
সুজনার বুধরাজ ইস পাদ যুগম
দ্যাটস শর্ট
আই লাইক
আর ইট ইজ ভেরি দ্যাট ইজ ওয়ান সুজনার বুধরাজ ইস পাদ যুগম দ্যাট ইজ ওয়ান আর ইট ইজ থ্রি পার্ট
দ্যাট আইডিয়া ইউ ক্যান গেট দ্যাট ইন দ্যাট
দেন আই কম্পোজ এন্ড গিভেন টু কৃষ্ণদাস বাবাজি মহারাজ দেন আই টোল্ড মে বি হি হ্যাড সাম গ্রামাটিক মিসটেক and Guru Maharaj can correct it. But I shall not give chance to correction by Guru Maharaj. Then
I gave to Krishna Dharma. But I was very fearless, that is Guru Maharaj's giving collection, my all the slokas. But after Guru Maharaj, which I shall compose, who will correct me? That's what I am thinking. Then I am very conscious about my writing. I shall not go any classic clash.
Contradiction.
Contradiction.
Yeah.
I am not going that way.
Yeah.
I am going very simple way. That is not necessary to correct by anybody.
Well, there is any risk of clash.
It is.
You're avoiding.
I not. But when I tried to compose, it is come out very easily, that 10 slokas.
Nomi
Sri Guru Padabjam Jati Raja Shalishalam Sri Bhakti Rakhagun Sila Siddhara Shamnam Shala Ashudir Ghod Nusadip Tangam Shubhid Bhapapushan Param Tridandatulashi Mala Gopishandana Bhushitam Achintra Pradivasnikdham Dipagyana Prabhakaram. This way. But when I compose, I not think what I am composing actually. Some ghorese. Ghor, man?
Inspiration?
No, some mood of intoxication, I think. That is called ghor.
Gauriya Acharya Ratnanam.
Gauriya Acharya Ratnanam Uchalangram
Kosuram.
But Sri Chaitanya Sarasada, Sthapayita
Gurum
Gaura Radha Govinda Vigrahan
Prakashati
Chatmanam Seva Sangsiddhi Vigraha. This part, I want to tell this part about this part. I compose, I do not know what I composed. Like that. Then I am thinking what meanings, I must give meanings, otherwise who will give meanings and he will do some wrong. And I am thinking, what is the meanings? When I tried to translate it, I surprise which way it's come out. That's what I want to tell. That is, actually, it is coming from other side. It is not my qualification, I am thinking. It is coming out gradually. If you see Samadhi Mandir, he is like that, that Samadhi Mandir. I am not architect, I am not
designer.
Artist. But when started to do, every day I am meditating. After this way. And when Kama out, Samadhi Mandir, I surprised to see it is impossible to do. And lastly, it was very nice thing, I forgot to put the Tilaka in the Samadhi Mandir. And that is top made by stone, white stone, and the dome made by white stone, which way I shall put their tilak, and permanent tilak necessary. And I forget to do that. And I was there at that time also. I was in Calcutta, and that time I forgot to tell the Dinu Mistri, you must put tilaka this way, but when it's come out, and I have to go for, I forgot, where is tilaka? Tilak necessary, always in Samadhi Mandir. Then I try to meditate. Where is tilaka? Then one day I have seen all around this temple, all the, that is tilaka. Then I told to build the ministry. He put this way.
A fence.
Like a rope. A wall of tilak.
Three, four things come automatically, suddenly, and deliriously make one wrong somewhere, in front. The arch, he makes very small arch. That time I not was there. And when I come back from Calcutta, I told you what you have done. It is wrong. That is, one is very big, other too small. It is not good. A similarity must be there. And he accepted and he told me, Maharaj, I shall break it and make again. I told, no, not necessary to break. I shall see where is that, there, what is there. Then I tried to meditate and inspiration come to me. There is Tulasi Devi. Then I think here which way I shall put Tulasi Devi. Suddenly that I have got one sculptor, he can do that. And I asked him, you can make it here Tulasi Devi? He said, yes Maharaj, I have done many. Then I told, you make here Tulasi Devi? Then he have done Tulasi Devi's Bigraha and put it there, Tulasi, Briksha.
Tree.
I think it is very well and it is very good. But I do not know Tulasi coming from here of Tulasi Devi.
He made Tulasi Bigraha.
Bigraha, woman.
The hair given is the Tulasi tree.
And when he gave, I think myself, okay, this is Tulasi maybe. I think, but there was I have little doubt. I have little doubt if he make it.
Probably or not.
Then one day suddenly I have got one paper, and there I have seen form of Tulasi Devi. And from here coming the tree. And he made that. And that Guru Maharaj Samadhi, when he says, Sthapayita Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Matottamam, Bhamani Sri Navandipe, Gupta Govardhare Shubhe, Sthapayita Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Matottamam, Sthapayita Guru Gaura Radha Govinda Vigrahan Prakashayati Chatmanam Seva Sangsiddhi Vigraha. I already composed that. I do not know meaning. It is composition finished, then I am thinking what is the meaning. And hearing that meanings, when meanings come out in my heart, I surprise which way it come out. When meanings is that Guru Maharaj makes Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Math, and there Guru Maharaj installed the Vigraha, Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda Vigraha, and later he himself took form of Sri Vigraha in Samadhi Mandir. This is the meaning. After manifestation of Radha Govinda Vigraha, he continued their Seva.
Right.
And everything finishing, after finishing everything, he himself as Vigraha seated in that Samadhi. This come out. This also suddenly come.
And that Vigraha is continuing their service.
And service, everything going there. Then I am telling sometimes, I have got many Sangha actually. Sangha, transcendental world is Sangha, Adan Pradhan.
Reciprocation.
Reciprocation with transcendental plane.
Connection.
Many, many times it has come out.
Right.
And that is the Egula Sattva Udaharan.
They are examples. These are examples of that.
These are examples like that.
These things are happening in my life. I'm not trying to do it, anything. Uh-huh. But this is all happening.
That is, I am always telling it is not my qualification.
Like that.
I am not telling it is not my dhanna, actually.
And not for my humility.
Either. It is not humility, it is fact. Somebody telling it is my humility.
I'm not trying to show my
but
this is happening.
I'm thinking it is coming, exactly it is coming this
so
way.
It is coming in this way, Maharaj, because of the love that exists in your heart, so
yes. I am always telling to the devotee, this way you go, this way you go, you will get. I am giving. What I have got from Guru Maharaj, I want to give to others. And I know Guru Maharaj will be very happy if I give to others that. Anything you have, any property, I must try to give others and serve to them. And my fund not will be empty, I know. Let's say, is somebody thinking about money. I told to everybody, all the money Guru Maharaj has given to me, and I am responsible for that, all money. Who will tell it? Everybody try to hide. Oh, I do not know. All the devotees given much money to Guru Maharaj, and that money they must will think where gone that money, which way it is spent. Somebody's mind must be there. But I am thinking other way. That is, I am telling to everybody, all money's responsibility come to me, not to Guru Maharaj. He given all money to me. And I am responsible for that. If you need any account, I shall give to you. But nobody asking any account. But I am taking all responsibility in my head. That is, I am thinking what I am doing by the wills of Guru Maharaj, not for my wills. It is. Then when, why I shall cheat others? I am telling very clean way. Someone, income tax officer, told, you are telling all money is responsibility going to you. I tell, yes, it is true. Guru Maharaj has given all money to me, and I am responsible for that. And that man said, don't say it. I told, I must say it. Why not? I am not a thief.
No.
Then why I not say it? Officer is very happy to hear that. See, nobody telling Maharaj. Everybody telling, I do not know. I gave receipt to ISKCON, 45,000 rupees receipt. They not give any money to me. But they took me receipt very clever way. I gave receipt to Sadhu Maharaj. Sadhu Maharaj told me, Maharaj, you give receipt, I shall give you money. I told, you believe them. He told, yes, I believe them. They must give. And I told, yes, I am giving this shit. This way, going our mind. But we are happy. We are not getting any pain. Always getting affection, love from my god brother, from the disciple of Guru Maharaj, disciple of Saraswati Thakur. All the men, women, they are very affectionate with us. Maharaj knows, I have no connection actually with Narasimha Maharaj. He is living, he not came to the mart. Once he came in the time of Guru Maharaj maybe. But when I went to the Vrindavan, Narasimha Maharaj has given much nourishment to me. Much love I have got from him. That is, it is my fortune, good fortune, we can say. Always, everybody very happy with our Chaitanya Sarasvata Maharaj. That is quality of Guru Maharaj. Affection of Guru Maharaj. All, they are very auspicious in Chaitanya Sarasvata Maharaj. Cows, trees. I am not cutting any tree. Maharaj knows. I am feeling very pain if anybody will cut any tree. You will see Maharaj, my room, they are in front, south side, all the tree, and no sunlight coming. And winter time, I am feeling very cold. My bronchitis is not going for that. I am not getting relief from bronchitis. That is called, but I am not cutting any tree. Mm.
Maharaj, not just that, but last time when I was there in Maharaj, just happened something which I would like to recall right now. We were, it was the mango season, no? And of course there is some mango trees. And a lot of kids, no? Very, very young kids, they are coming every day to the mat and entering and stealing the fruit from, no? And waiting that the there will be some wine or something, and mangoes will fall down and then catch them and run out. And then once we were with Govinda Maharaj in his table, no, taking prasad together, and then somebody came and he started spanking in Bengali. I could not follow very, very well, but someone started spanking him. And all these kids are coming and making so much troubles. They are coming and taking the fruit from the trees. I am telling that they should be outset from the mat. And then I heard in English, no, after explaining him, no, he said that no, you should not do like that, because otherwise the tree is going to feel very unhappy. If you don't leave these child's come and take the feel, the tree is going to feel very unhappy. So leave them and come and take, and then we have a happy mango.
Please give more mango.
Understood the service.
Jai Vishwas, Lomita Katsila Devi Sai Maharaj.
Jai Vishwas, Lomita Katsila Devi Sai Maharaj.
Jai Vishwas, Lomita Katsila Devi Sai Maharaj.